I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump a step closer to the Republican presidential nomination after Ron DeSantis exited the race on Sunday, leaving Trump and Nikki Haley as the last two Republicans standing.
He suddenly started to be really self-aware of all of the missteps and the stumbles in his own campaign. He started saying, I should have done media earlier. And, you know, I really want Nikki Haley to sort of get out of the race so then I could just take on Trump myself. But I think the more that he started talking to close aides and advisors around him, the more they just painted this grim picture of a campaign that really just failed to launch, failed to get off the ground, and struggled to actually prove that they had a chance against Trump.
ABC's Rachel Scott this week could produce the actual text of an immigration reform bill a bipartisan group of senators is hashing out. No fewer than 23 skiers and snowboarders had to be rescued Saturday after becoming lost in the backcountry in Killington, Vermont. This is ABC News. It's official. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines say they will appeal a judge's order blocking their merger.
JetBlue made a $3.8 billion bid to acquire Spirit Airlines in 2022. By joining these two smaller airlines, it would create one of the biggest airlines in America. But the Justice Department had argued that a merger would reduce competition and harm consumers looking for those deals. President Biden posting online that this is a victory for consumers.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calling on the Food and Drug Administration and Federal Trade Commission to crack down on something called Zin.
It's a little pouch that you put in your teeth, but too much of it can be really harmful to kids. And kids don't even know, and the companies are marketing it directly to kids.
Manufacturers are utilizing the same marketing that vape pens and e-cigarettes did in years past. Schumer calls this the next battle against kids and teens' nicotine use. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating a Saturday night shooting incident involving law enforcement near Rhinelander. When officers entered a home in the town of Crescent, they were met with gunfire. An exchange of gunfire between the shooter and the home and officers led to a person found dead in the home. A suspicious death in Green Bay, police there are calling it that after officers responded to a missing person Saturday morning. Found the body of a 19-year-old man outside on the city's east side. The response came after police received the report of a missing 19-year-old male. In Wisconsin, voters would be asked to weigh in on abortion restrictions in an April ballot referendum under a bill introduced on Friday by Republican lawmakers. That bill has a public hearing at the Capitol today. If voters approve the measure, it would put in place a ban on most abortions after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobuson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information. And to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobuson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobuson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobuson. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be cloudy, but it is going to be warmer today. Our high 33 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, little light snow after midnight. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow and a high right around 35. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says, my high school and we'll have to do to till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many is it gonna take? Satisfy you, just to satisfy you. I
another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. You're gonna find when it's too late a heart that just won't break. Just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Waylon and Willie, just to satisfy you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens this morning. We're going to see 30s this afternoon. Warm up this week again. That snow's going to go away, and that could be a problem. And we're going to talk with Randy Welsh with Cropland on alfalfa and how, if we do lose that snow cover and then we would get some rain or cold weather, that could be a bad thing. But we're going to talk with Randy a little bit about that this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, next week on the 1st and 2nd, we will be at the Corn Soy Expo going on in Wisconsin Dells. We'll be having reports from the Corn Soy Expo during the future farm report shows, especially in February. So be listening for those. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, today starts week four of 2024. Where are we and how does it compare to a year ago at this time?
The divergence of class three and class four is how it compares, really. It's interestingly, blocks back in January of 2023 were at $2. Now we're hovering right around $1.50, so down over 20% from this time last year. When you look at butter, we finished January of last year around 235. We're up about 20 cents from that right now, 258.55, somewhere in that area. So a slight increase in butter. Nonfat was at $1.19 this time last year. Pardon me, $1.22. Now it's at $1.19. So very stable market for nonfat, relatively stable, high-priced butter market. Dry whey is up a little bit from this time last year. This time last year, we're 35 cents. Now we're at 41 cents. So you've got some relative stability for most of the dairy markets. I mean, some strength, really, with the exception being cheese. And I think the U.S. cheese manufacturer has done a fantastic job of adjusting production lower relative to the drop-off in demand that we saw basically in the second half of 2023. So I think they've done a good job of not overproducing, let's put it that way. I think it has been a demand story. Demand has been weak. Year-to-date, however, looking at 2023, cheese demand was up about 0.7%. So it's not dried up and gone negative necessarily, but it's off a bit, and the manufacturers are not overproducing.
Of course, the bottom line is the bottom line, Dave, and Class 3 milk prices are not looking good at all for the next couple of months.
No, and that actually goes back to maybe the biggest point that is different between this year and last. We were dumping milk on the ground this time last year. You know, we had a lot of milk in the system, and we had too much milk. That is not the case this year. We have enough to supply what we need, but by and large, you're not hearing any stories of really burdensome supplies of milk, and this is the time of year you might start to hear that. So, again, I think the big key for 2024 is going to be this reduced milk production, not only here in the U.S., but globally, and it's going to accelerate as we get hot this summer, but you know, I think the big point to remember is that this spring flush may be more shallow than normal. If demand stays subdued, you know, that may not matter a whole lot. But if demand picks up, you could see spikes in price, 20, 30 cents on cheese very quickly.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're here with the Pennsylvania State FFA officer team. I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Clayton Hetrick. I'm serving as this year's state vice president. FFA is a great, amazing organization that enhances leadership skills and partners it with agriculture. As we're able to partner this, we are able to take the next generation of individuals and prepare them for the up-and-coming industry needs.
My name is Maggie McAteer, and I'm serving as this year's state reporter. Joining FFA my eighth grade year and came into FFA, I had no agricultural experience, so FFA truly made a firm foundation of my family of learning what the agricultural industry was all about, and I've truly enjoyed growing through FFA and making my own stores.
Hi, my name is Grace McCarty, and I'm the state treasurer this year. Throughout the week, we get to see the blue jackets all across the farm show.
Hi, my name is Maddie Musser. I'm serving as this year's state chaplain. I've had the pleasure of being in FFA for 5 years. I'm so thankful, but I'm most thankful for the people that I've got to meet.
How many people were actually there?
Probably close to 10,000 people, which is a record in blue jackets supporting FFA.
Hello, my name is Becca Lehman. I'm serving as this year's state secretary. FFA is all about growing the youth and the next generations of agriculturists to fill those careers and those positions that we have in agriculture that we're searching for those younger generations.
Hi, everyone. My name is Grace Brammer. I'm serving this year as the state sentinel. The farm show is a great place to be, seeing the blue jackets all around, but also seeing our exhibitors and FFA members exhibiting their animals to the best of their abilities, whether that's livestock, dairy, or any commodity. So it's very good to see them around.
Hello, my name is Crystal Bumgardner. I'm serving as this year's state president, and I'm excited to be at the Pennsylvania Farm Show this year. If you see a blue jacket, go ahead and stop. I challenge you to ask about their stories, ask how they got involved in agriculture and what they represent.
What kind of awards are given out at that convention?
So one of our favorite awards is the Blue Jacket Scholarship, where FFA members get to zip up their blue jackets for the very first time, and we had a record-breaking number of over 970 jacket recipients.
And Crystal, what if somebody doesn't have a chapter at their school? What could they do?
They can contact us through paffa.org.
I'm John Clark with the Pennsylvania State Officer Team at the Pennsylvania Farm Show for Feedworks USA.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Hey, jukebox, don't start playing that song again. 'Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Yourself, long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Well, jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. 'Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Can't learn. Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Hey, jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Down the way, boys. Mighty fine. I'm a coming, I'm a coming.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Joe Stampley and Roland Big Mama here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have 22 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight in Friday. Earlier this morning in the milk markets, February milk steady at 15.79, March down 1 to 16.08. April and May also steady, April at 16.80 and May at 17.47. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets Friday, they were mixed. Barrels up 2 3/4 to 146 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 144.5. 7 trade a barrel, 11 trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 254.5, 15 trades on the day. Grain and non-fed dry milk down 3/4 to 117.5, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 1/4 to 42 3/4 and 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could open mostly mixed. A lot of reaction to the cattle on feed report from Friday, and that will at least dictate at least the initial trade today. Hog markets, they could open mostly lower once again as continued long liquidation in the market begins once again after some recent nice gains in the markets, especially last week. February live cattle opens today at 174.37, April 177.37, June 174.32. January feeder cattle open at 230.10, March 231.95, April 237.47, February hogs open at 70.75, April at 78.15, May at 83.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans also moving relatively flat. Wheat now moving just a bit lower this morning. The trade continues to watch the weather in South America on how that is affecting the corn and soybean crops there. Now, this week, we'll get a number of economic reports, including the leading economic indicators today, durable goods as well. Also, inflation data coming out. USDA reports will be on their regular schedule this week. March corn this morning up 1/4 to 445 3/4. May down 1/4 to 455 3/4. July down 3/4 to 463.5. New crop down 1 1/4 to 474 3/4. March and May and July beans all down 0.5. March at 12 12 3/4. May 12 22 1/2. July 12 31 1/2. New crop down 1 3/4 to 1189 1/2. March soybean meal down 350 to 353. March soybean oil up 35 cents to 47.25. Chicago wheat, March down 4 1/4 to 589, May down 4 to 599.5, July down 3 3/4 to 606. Minneapolis wheat, March up 1 to 696.5, May down 1/4 to 701 3/4. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 39 cents to 73.80, March up 40 cents to 73.65. February and March gas both up 3 cents, February at 219, March at 221. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from Ellis Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, February 379, March 382, new crop 421. Cash beans 1118, February 1123, March 1128, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403.5, February 406.5, March 409.5, new crop 421. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 412, February 405, March 407, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash Corn 380, February 385, March 390, New Crop 411, Cash Beans 1133, February 1136, March 1139, New Crop 1116. Allied Cooperative in Blair, Cash Corn 390, New Crop 421, Cash Beans 1128, New Crop 1106. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 416, April 427, May 432, New Crop 426, Cash Beans 1161, April 1191, May 1194, New Crop 1136. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 385, New Crop 421, Cash Beans 1135, New Crop 1116. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 130 to 157, market cows 72 to 106, bulls 100 to 112, calves at 120 to 680, beef steers 116 to 310, Holstein steers at 80 to 175. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 80 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 80 and down, bucks 75 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say.
more action.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
Thought weren't proper could be right in time. And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Did it take too long to see?
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could stay with you.
What you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you want to do?
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. She knew what she was doing when she let you hang there. I'll be
I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
Low Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference, and thank you to Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Well, I ran into Randy Welsh with Winfield United. Of course, Randy is our alfalfa expert, and I thought, you know, and cropland as well. We wanted to talk to Randy a little bit about alfalfa because of our weather. Yes, we've had some snow, but has it been enough? And should we be worried about our alfalfa overwintering? And Randy, thanks for joining us. Well, you're in the Madison area and the Green Bay area, and you've had a lot of snow before all of this cold hit. But up in northwestern Wisconsin and even farther north of Eau Claire, we didn't get 11, 12 inches of snow. We've only gotten 3-4 inches, and we've had that cold weather. Do we need to be concerned?
Well, first of all, we've had a very warm December. So you got to remember the soil temperatures are quite high. So we really didn't get any cold, really cold weather in December. So the first thing is the soil temperatures are really probably above what we would normally see in a normal winter. So that's really point number one, is warm soils to start with. And then far as snow cover goes, a little bit of snow goes a long ways in cold temperatures. So anything that we can do to have good snow cover, maintain good snow cover, is really beneficial to alfalfa. Now the concern that's being raised is that now if we get some warm weather and we only have 2 or 3 inches of snow, then how long does that insulation barrier last? And then if we have some cold weather following that, what's the consequence to alfalfa? Now, alfalfa is much tougher than we really give it credit for. And I know a lot of farmers over the last number of years, you know, we had a winter kill event back in winter of 2019 that was very severe. And a lot of farmers remember that as being very catastrophic to their forage production on their farm. But if you think about that year, that was a year where we had really cold temperatures, no snow cover, and then what I like to say is the icing event. And we had really two big rainfalls that year, where we had a big rainfall in December, which froze, and then we had another big rain in January following that December event, which froze, which was really death on the alfalfa with really, really cold temperatures then in early February. So that combination, when you have that, no snow cover, and icing conditions, is what really damages alfalfa. At this point in the season, as sitting here today at this point in January, we really have had very, very favorable conditions for alfalfa survival. So we've had good warm temperatures, like I've mentioned. We've had good snow cover now in, let's say, two-thirds of the state, where now we've had really cold temperatures, but we have beautiful snow cover, basically from Eau Claire to Green Bay, Green Bay to Madison, really the with the exception of maybe areas going north from Eau Claire, we've been in really good snow cover situation. So really, there's a lot of things to be decided yet as far as how the alfalfa comes through the winter. But right now, we're in pretty good shape.
I know that there's been talk of Weather Service has been saying it, you know, warmer temperatures coming, a warming trend coming up, and we have above normal temperatures through the end of January. We're probably, at least in western Wisconsin, going to lose the majority of our snow cover. It's very possible. There's even some rain in the forecast that would help with that melting. So is that the concern, that if we lose that, and all of a sudden February, here comes the Polar Express minus a big snowfall, now we've got a problem? Or have we gotten far enough along in the winter, that may not be a big deal?
Well, it's always hard to predict the weather, so you really don't want to go too far out and say, the what-ifs are basically soil temperature and how cold does it get. So technically, alfalfa does not freeze until we get to about 15 degrees, okay? And that's 15 degrees at about 2 inches. So alfalfa is far more, basically, the root itself and the buds themselves are very tolerant of cold weather. So it would really take a very cold event with a lot of ice to basically extract that heat from the soil before we actually start to have winter kill on alfalfa. So at this point, with the warm soils, like I said before, I still think we're in pretty good shape at this point in January. So I think we're in excellent condition right now.
As we get into March and April, okay, things start to green up. What should producers be looking at or looking for to determine the stand survived or the stand didn't survive? What do we need to look at?
So the simplest way to do this is when the ground gets soft enough to dig, just take a spade out in your alfalfa fields that you may suspect some winter damage. Just dig the crowns. If the crowns are white and solid inside like a carrot, white like a vegetable inside that's solid, then, you know, like white like a potato, they're fine. They're going to live. You'll start to see the evidence. The buds will be there. Those buds that were formed last fall will be evident. You'll start to see them have a little tinge of green to them, and then those crowns are fine. So they're going to live just fine. Now, on the other hand, if you dig those crowns and they're mushy and brown inside, and they're basically like a potato that was in your garage that froze that you forgot to get out of the garage before you got below zero, if they're mushy, then they're obviously dead. So it's really a fairly simple process to go dig those crowns. And then as the spring progresses, you'll see the shoots will wake up and you'll see the evidence of live tissue coming out of the top of that alfalfa crown.
Is there a certain number that, you know, okay, I got a 40-acre field. Should I dig up one per acre, or, you know, is there a certain, you know, it's spreading around the field?
Well, what I would do is look at soil types. So you want a north slope, south slope, sandy soil, heavy soil. Those would be the representative areas that you might want to take a look at. The other obvious areas that you want to take a look at is where you have wheel tracks. If there's any compaction in the field, those are the areas that are most likely to winter kill, because you've had basically, you know, compaction there and some damage to those alfalfa crowns. But I would probably just take a representative area of the field that you feel, if you've had some winter kill injury in the past, maybe that would be a way to think about that. But, you know, 3 to 5 areas in the field would be representative of that soil type, and that field might be a good area to dig and actually take a look at the health of those crowns. The other part of that answer would be you want to dig enough crowns so that you have a representative area within probably about in 1 square foot. I'd like to have somewhere between 5 to 7 good healthy alfalfa plants. If you're dropping below about 5 plants per square foot, which is our historical number to get 50 stems per square foot, if you drop below that number, then it's time to rotate that stand. No matter how healthy the crowns are, you still may want to rotate that stand.
There's actually maybe then 2 things we need to look at.
Well, yes. Yeah, you need to look at the root health, which would be number one, and then also the density of the crowns that you have in that field are really important, because that's going to determine your yield. So again, just like any crop, if you don't have enough density, if your density is low, then you're going to basically limit your alfalfa yield potential.
Some great advice, farmers. Randy Welsh with Cropland from Winfield United. We're at the Dairy Strong Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN. Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells, to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Warmer weather this week in our ag weather forecast as the airflow begins to shift from the polar Arctic to the south. That will bring in warmer air over the region. It will create clouds, and the amount of snow cover we have will also determine how warm the temperatures will get. In some portions of Minnesota, they have little snow. They could see record high temperatures by next week. Now, there is some chances for a light wintry mix from south central Minnesota into western Wisconsin tonight and into tomorrow morning. The best chance of precipitation this week, though, remains on Wednesday night into Thursday, with a mix of rain and snow possible. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, not as cold, highs low 30s, south winds at around 10. Tonight cloudy, lows mid 20s, northwest winds at around 5, shifting to the northeast late. For Tuesday, cloudy, highs mid-30s, east winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs mid-30s. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. Saturday, continued cloudy, highs once again, upper 30s.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. What exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. The area of an acre is a lot bigger than a few feet, but much less than a square mile. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet, so it's basically a 1 by 10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long, and that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a one-acre piece of land can be a square, a circle, or any shape, as long as it